have we followed. Cunningly Devised Fables. Chapter 3. The Historical Tension Between the Two Views. Miller arrived at his view contextually and historically, saw 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 3 to 7 as commentary on Daniel 8 verses 11 to 13. Froome's thesis that his view of the daily was tied to his mistaken 666 idea is not valid. No logical dependence. J. N. Andrews saw the daily as an evil, desolating power. All early pioneers unanimous in that view. James White supported pioneer view. All survivors of pioneer days united in opposing Conradi's view. Haskell, Loughborough, Smith, even Ellen White. The vigor of their opposition indicated conviction it would eventually scuttle 1844 and the sanctuary doctrine. Conradi's new view grew out of his opposition to the 1888 message and his identification of Luther as herald of the third angel's message in verity. Displaces Jones and Wagoner's concept of righteousness by faith. Conradi, foremost despiser of the 1888 message at Minneapolis, acknowledged long-standing opposition to Ellen White. His later apostasy and outgrowth of his new view could not escape its logic. E. J. Wagoner abandoned confidence in Ellen White upon acceptance of Conradi's view. Early writings most clearly and decidedly declares for the old view, he said. O. A. Johnson shows most clearly that the testimonies uphold the view taught by Smith. Beginning of Wagoner's serious downfall. Wagoner taught the new view to Prescott, Prescott to Daniels. Both sought to win W. C. White to his mother's dismay. Opposing early writings pages 74-75, Daniels declares it an imperfect statement. One source of his difficulty in maintaining pro-spirit of prophecy image at the 1919 Bible Conference. Daniels and Prescott swung almost entire leadership and college teachers to the new view. H. M. S. Richard Sr. was the prominent evangelist to use Smith's Daniel and Revelation. The 1945 revision of Smith's book forced restudy of the daily. The revisers unanimous in accepting new view, yet could not force Smith posthumously to teach what he did not believe. Result, the pioneer view reappears, but with added historical support for 508 AD as start of 1,290 years. Ellen White and the daily. Encyclopedia article cites Daniels reporting that she offered no objection to the new view, thus suggesting she supported it. Being an ardent believer in the new view himself, he may have misunderstood her, but no evidence supports the opinion that she changed her view. F. C. Gilbert, Hebrew scholar, reports she told him on June 8, 1910 that the agitation of the new view was a scheme of the devil. In 1908 she told Prescott that God permitted the view of the pioneers was not a mistake. Gilbert, being ardent believer in the old view, could he have misunderstood her also? Possibly, but his own view was based on Hebrew linguistics, not Ellen White's statements. Very much more positive in his quotes attributed to her than was Daniels. He recorded his interview the day following, whereas Daniels waited some decades. Gilbert's image not impaired by any reputed doubts regarding Ellen White. Her 1910 counsels do not settle the issue one way or the other. She deplores controversy, but especially regrets agitation of new view. Silence is eloquence, is not endorsement of new view. Never enjoined silence, while the pioneer view was taught during all those decades. Don't use my writings to settle the issue. Advises brethren to get together, study it out from the Bible, come to agreement on biblical, linguistic grounds, does not mean she was neutral. Nothing in these 1910 councils discourages further careful study of this issue in times of crisis such as the present. Sanctuary, opposition, the general tenor of her life ministry, support the leading of the Lord and the basic teachings of the pioneers in our early days. W. H. Olson argues forcefully that the new view logically requires repudiation of Ellen White, for it dissolves the 1844 position. The whole 1844 structure falls hopelessly apart. No support for the new view in Ellen White's writings. Her only specific statement supports pioneer view. Repeatedly deplores agitation of the new view. Also deplores harshness in defending the old view. Her advice: study the Bible as honest Christians settle it there. Wanted Gilbert to help the brethren understand. Recognizes that one view is true, the other false. for there is a view that she called. The correct view, the true meaning of the daily, therefore is not meaningless trivia. Agitation of new view is what created needless, unfortunate controversy that never existed prior to Conradi's view. Tension inevitable as the two views are diametrically opposite, pioneers see. The daily. As the work of Satan, the evil of paganism exalted and absorbed in something worse, Papaliism. New view sees the daily. As the work of Christ, his high priestly ministry successfully removed by Satan. No two views of anything could be further apart. Superficial reading of Daniel 8 verses 11 to 13 appears to lean to the new view, largely due to prejudice created by pro-Antiochus translators. Careful regard for Hebrew H.A. Tamid in 11:31 and 12:11 raises apparently insurmountable problems with that view.